Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand. It's 10,000 clicks away from the USSA, and my very special guest today is Andrew Norton Weber. We're going to be talking about distilled water, if I'm not mistaken. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vincent. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on. It was sort of tentative there. I had a number of people recommend you, and I got the impression that a lot of people try to demonize you for some reason. I don't know why I got that impression.
I think it's because it helps people out. So we seem to be living in opposite land, and until we flip that switch with the help of people like you, I guess I'll be demonized.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old Lancaster bomber pilot saying, World War II, when they were taken off to bomb Nazi Germany kind of thing, to defend Mother England. If you're copping the flak, you're over the target.
Nice, I like that. We're getting some flak.
Would you like to explain just a little bit about who you are, what it is you do? And we'll continue on and just have a conversation. Let's pretend that we're sitting at a cafe, two intelligent dudes, just having a little bit of fun.
I feel like we are. Let me have a little drink of some water here.
Go for your life, son.
Well, I'm just a normal guy as far as I know. I grew up, I got a typical Western American education, Western high school, didn't go beyond that. Had ADD type symptoms from fluoride and didn't really feel like doing too much college or studying because I couldn't really stand it as it was. So I just went about life doing typical things, construction job, shuttle bus driver, pizza cook, pizza delivery. Met a man along the way who taught me about doing art, and I found that interesting. And so I started making sculptures. And we're just kind of going through life, doing things like that. I met a woman who was an artist also, and we started dating, and she had a daughter. And her work sold very well, her paintings, and they still do. Her name is Susie Scarborough, and you put a .com, and you can see her paintings, S-U-Z-Y, and Scarborough spelled like the fair. She was the breadwinner, and I was kind of doing all the cooking for the family, and I started learning about what a chemical assault we all seem to be under. And so I started researching health issues about 10 or 12 years ago now. And, you know, made the common move, like a lot of people, more towards vegetarianism, more stir fries. Overall, still flexitarians. If, you know, I was going to your house tonight, we were having wings. I guess I'd have some wings, no problem there. I got to keep it social and visit all of our friends. Then I learned about fluoride, and as soon as we did that, we shut off the well, shut off the city water and dug a well, and that instantly my skin stopped being dry from the chlorine or the lack of chlorine. And I learned about raw foods, and I was just starting to learn about that, and a friend told me about a guy who was local, knew a lot about it. I said, well, bring him over. I want to talk to him about it. And I really didn't know much about it, but I treated him like a human Google machine for about 2 hours. And I was all done, all out of questions, asking about raw foods and herbs and smoothies and juicing and crystals and what have you. And I was out of question. He just all of a sudden goes, you know, you can drink your urine and cure just about anything. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, look up urine therapy. And that's what started the journey into the distilled waters. Because I learned that the body fluids are one of the four sources of the distilled waters. But I didn't know about distilled water yet, because as most people will look up distilled water, they're always slapped in the face with an article with the title of Early Death Comes from Drinking Distilled Water. And so, of course, I had found that early on, too. And, you know, for any artist or anybody that has any product for sale, it would be their dream if any time anybody searched for it, that their article always came up first, or their website. And it seems to me, without fail, wherever you are in the world, if you Google distilled water, this article is always on the first page of hits. And sometimes it's number one position, two or three, but you will find it. Anybody can drop what they're doing and find the early death article. And so that article and the fact that this knowledge is so simple are my two main nemesi in spreading this knowledge. So anyway, back, that's where I was. I thought it was deadly for you because it's a complete fake science article, but that's what it tells you. And so I dug a well, I started learning about urine therapy, and I had nobody encourage me except for that one yogi. But I found it interesting, the things it was saying that it was doing. It could melt arthritis. It could dissolve cataracts. It would dissolve all the plaque out of people's veins. It would erase depression, problems with thinking. It would suck splinters out of wounds. It would heal burns with no scarring, no matter what degree they were. If a tip of the nose got cut off, you could put it back on and bandage it and keep it wet with urine, and it would fuse back on. You could get bit by any poisonous snake in the world, any poisonous spider in the world. Does not matter. What the urine therapy world taught you was that as soon as any poison enters the bloodstream, seconds later, the antidote is in your urine. And all you have to do, you don't have to run to a hospital, or if you're out in the middle of the bush, just, you know, pray and say, that's it, I'm all done. You just need to put a few drops of your urine onto your tongue, and the antidote to whatever bites you is in your urine. And these two lymph nodes that study antigens, which are tiny dots of whatever is bothering you, these two lymph nodes make antibodies in response to studying the antigens. And so if a cobra bites you, there'll be cobra antigens in your urine. It is a vaccine. And that's how
apparently Chuck Norris once got bitten by a cobra, and five painful days later, the cobra finally died.
Nice. But he showed him. Okay, so you can either, you know, just be super tough like that and show the snake what's up, or if you're not as good as Chuck Norris, you can drink a little pee. But it works. You don't have to be scared at all anymore. From now on, it's all a joke. So,
I believe there was a article released something about jellyfish stings, and you can thwart them with urine on there. So that just basically goes for everything, doesn't it? Any poison, any toxin in the animal kingdom, at least, because I don't think Fort Detrick, Maryland, weaponized anthrax or something like that. Oh my God! No, I'm just going to pee on myself. I don't think that's going to work, is it?
Actually, it does. The body, the liver, of course, catches all toxins and it breaks them down, and it delivers the message. It's really information, and there's a lot of people that understand. Water, if you go into Emoto, they're talking about, you know, you can imprint water, treat it like a blank CD. And so that's the vibrations even of the weaponized anthrax. This system even rinses radiation. This knowledge desperately needs to get out to our brothers and sisters around Fukushima and anywhere that any radiation is going.
There's some massive protests around Japan right now because apparently all the nuclear reactors have been turned off and they're just wanting, now to turn them back on. And apparently the people of Japan don't want that to happen.
Go figure. When you study urine therapy, I would end up ordering more than 20 books and reading over 1,000 testimonials, and you start to know that it works from one, anything that you try works exactly the way the books say it will. Anything your friends try works the same way. And the sheer overwhelming level of the testimonials from all around the world. The books I have are from England, Germany, Australia, India, America. They're from every country and in every language. And they're never very big. And the testimonials are always the same. the basic most high speed thing that you learn you can do if you're in danger of like a serious disease, cancer, whatever, and you just learned about this knowledge, is they go on a urine therapy fast. And they stop eating and they completely start drinking all of their urine. They pee in a glass and they drink it, pee in a glass, drink it, round and round and round. And without fail, within 2 to 3 weeks on average, they vaporize cancer, AIDS, tuberculosis, leprosy. And by the time they're done, if they go 30 to 40 days, they've not only vaporized any and all illnesses, but they've lost 20 to 30 years in appearance. If you know, if it's a typical 60 to 70-year-old person, a 45-year-old man can be reduced down to about a 25-year-old man. And things that you only associate with a lost fountain of youth happen to people. If you found Ponce de Leon's magical fountain, your gray hair turns back to black, eyeglasses get thrown away, wrinkles pop out.
That's right, men. If you've been looking for the fountain of youth, it's been in your pants the whole time.
That's right. The joke about that is there's not just one fountain on the planet. There's 7 billion and counting. Everybody comes with one fountain built into their body. And that is the secret or the joke behind the common garden sculpture fountain of a little boy peeing into a pool. It's a hidden pictogram for the fountain of youth. It's always a little boy, sometimes a little girl, but it too repeats the pattern. It pees into the pool and the pump sucks it back through the statue and it goes round and round.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that this is far easier for men to do all of this thing than women, because we've actually got a directional nozzle that we can use.
Yes, you can roll yourself upside down and do a direct right into your mouth. There's videos of monkeys doing that, peeing right in their mouth, and female monkeys will have to squat and bring it up to their hand over and over again. Much more wasteful system.
Not to mention, you're going to wash your hands afterwards.
Well, actually,
you should probably do that anyway.
Actually, urine is sterile, and so parts of the world where they don't have much water, they use cow urine, they use their own urine for even for washing dishes, for washing their hands, for washing their whole bodies. So, you know, it is a known scientific fact that there is the most sterile fluid in existence is your urine, because it's basically your blood plasma, and if your plasma is toxic, we'd both drop dead in a second.
And incidentally, some pee smells really, really bad, and some pee doesn't smell at all. Is that about right?
Yeah, it depends on, even if you're an unhealthy person, you can instantly turn it clear by drinking a lot, like drinking a lot of beer, and you tend to piss clear. But if you're eating a lot of cooked foods, that's what's really making people's pee awful. And people who are raw foodists and vegetarians and fruitarians and drink their water, their own water, they constantly have totally clear water, and it even starts to take on a slightly sweet coconut flavor. You know, babies smell sweet. That's the original state we can all go back to. If you rinse out all the garbage out of the machine, your water starts to reflect that sweet smell also.
Mm.
So I kept studying urine because it was just fascinating that it seemed like it was true. And I studied for 5 years. And for 5 years, I only knew about urine, and I wouldn't be able to talk further. And that's a real hindrance because, you know, who wants to talk about pee, right, or drinking it or anything? But luckily, you know, once you are hip to that there's things, you're being the urine in the opposite land, you keep studying. And so I was reading a book by Hilton Hotema called Man's Higher Consciousness. And he had a little section in it called Rainwater and Distilled Water Are Safe. And I almost didn't read it because I thought, hey, early death comes from distilled water. So obviously, you know. But it was a good book, so I decided to read what Hotema had to say about it, Hotema. And he started listing what he said distilled water does to the human body. And keep in mind, at the time, I've got a full library of what urine therapy does to people, and I just couldn't help but notice that everything he was saying was identical to the things that urine does to people. And it started setting off alarm, because I had ordered 20 urine books and read over 1,000 testimonials, because I couldn't figure out the mechanical how. What was it about urine that was melting arthritis, melting cataracts, dissolving kidney stones, whitening people's teeth? There seemed to be this magic to it. But the most I could figure out on my own was maybe it was the ammonia content doing all these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of which, my friend John Eisen from this Uncensored magazine here, he went to the hospital. He had kidney stones. And they said, well, we're going to do all this treatment, we're going to operate, whatever. And he said, no, just give me some Coca-Cola. within an hour or two, I think he was out.
That's right. That works too. It's so acidic.
You can dissolve a lot. You can dissolve a lot of things in Coca-Cola, even a human body in a bathtub. And we're coming up to break now, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Norton Weber is my very special guest. We'll be talking about distilled water. Do you have a website, Andrew?
AndrewNortonWeber.com and AquariusTheWaterBearer.com.
Back in a minute, folks. Don't you go anywhere.
Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time, it's business time.
It's business, it's business time.
That's what you mean it's business time.
It's business, it's business time.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the show that's all about business time, the sexiest 2 hours in talk radio, 5 days a week. 2 hours a day for your listening eargasm pleasure. And my very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber, not to be confused with Andrew Lloyd Weber or Alfred Weber or Kevin Costner, who during the film Waterworld had a few Webers on his feet. So welcome back.
Andy drank his pee.
Yeah,
he had a
oh yeah, that's true. He had a purification little device thingy where he took a wookie leak into it and then it just purified it into water for him to slurp and then gave some little bit to the little little plant that he had.
A little misleading there because he didn't realize he could just drink it. Didn't no need to purify already the most sterile water in existence.
Yeah,
right. Mm. So. Let me get you up to speed as to how I found this distilled water thing and saw through the mist and obfuscation of the early death article. So Hotema's listing off all the things that he says distilled water does, and I understand what urine does, and I go, wait a second, those are all the same attributes. And it really hit home when he said, distilled water dissolves mineral deposits and acid crystals from the body. And in all the urine therapy books, there's a line akin to urine melts rocks and removes stones. And I said, that's the same thing. And of course, you see all these testimonies of kidney stones dissolving, just like the way Coke does, arthritis dissolving. That's all stone. So right then and there, it kind of all came flooding into me. I said, that's why they tell you distilled water is deadly, because it has the same effects as urine. And it also answered for me what none of the urine books explained, the mechanical how. And what all the urine books do is they talk about that urine is 95% water and then 5% ingredients, things like urea, hormones, compounds, excess vitamins, minerals. And so they study that. And nobody ever really talks about it except there's always they say urine is more sterile than distilled water. You'll see distilled water mentioned in urine books, comparing it to it, but never saying that's what it is. And they never talk about what I'm going to teach you about the magnetic properties of pure water. That's actually what's doing it. So I immediately knew it was the water. And so I immediately started buying distilled water books, which I never thought to do before because I thought it was deadly, right? And everybody out there in the health world is fooled by this early death article. A lot of the top health gurus they tell you distilled water will kill you. They basically parrot all the fake science that's in the early death article. So I started studying distilled water books and authors from around the world. And sure enough, even though they don't mention urine, everything they're describing is it does exactly what urine does. And then I started looking into juicing books, and everything that happens in the juicing world is exactly what happens in the distilled water world and the urine world. And of course, the common ingredient between all three of these things and machine-made distilled water is pure distilled water. And so then I quickly saw, I learned, and here's how water works. Opposites attract. And that in the currently accepted scientific worldview of opposites attract, water has a negative electrical charge to a clean molecule of water. And everything that is not supposed to be in your body, the arthritis, the stone material in between your bones, the plaque in your heart, the stone in your cataracts, the yellow gunk, the fluoride, the chlorine, the nicotine that's making your teeth yellow, every single thing in existence, including all pathogens that are not supposed to be in the body, have the opposite charge from water. They have a positive charge. And it's just that simple. It is magnetically attracted to what you think of as garbage, dirt, things that are deadly to you. And that's why you're not supposed to know about it, because it vacuums out the body. And Western medicine is making their money and keeping people in misery, and which means power over the people, through the lack of the one simple idea of cleaning the body out from the inside. Everybody cleans on the outside constantly. And evidence that we're not clean on the inside is we all have to use deodorants and have tons of smells coming in, perfumes. Babies don't need that because they smell sweet. The human body smells sweet naturally. The only reason for deodorants and perfumes is because we are full of decades-old garbage. Now, Western medicine doesn't want to remove the cause of your problems. If you've got breast cancer, they want to irradiate the breast or chop off the breast. They don't want to talk about removing the cause, because if they did, there'd be no more repeat symptoms bubbling up out of the cause, which, to simplify, is toxic overload within the body.
To simplify even further is repeat business.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And they don't want you to know about distilled water because it does nothing but focus on removing the cause. It does nothing but go in and magnetically search for objects of the opposite charge. Whether you bless it or not, whether you believe in it or not, whether you put your intentions on it or not, whether you structure it, vortex it, bless it, put crystals in it, whatever you want to do to put it in the sunshine, it doesn't care. The properties of water are as they are. It's the reason we're 80% water. It's the only reason we're standing. It's the only reason you could eat Crisco, butter, steaks, and lobster your whole life and not drop dead. It's been the water all along that has been vacuuming it out of our bodies. Now, most people are eating 3 cooked meals a day, and animals in nature don't ever eat cooked food. And so there's only a certain top speed at which the body can eject garbage. Most people are exceeding that rate, and it gets stuffed up and stuffed up and stuffed up. And so you're seeing this incredible levels of diseases. If you reverse that trend and start eating either raw foods, which digest themselves and don't require hardly any effort on the body, and or just slow down on the amount you're eating, you can reverse the trend, be taking in less than the rate at which you can push it out. And you add pure water to that rather than stone waters. Water's already city tap water, which is already loaded with stuff, or spring waters, mineral waters. These are already loaded with garbage, and they don't have empty vacuum bags. They're already got stuff on their backs, and their ability to pick up garbage, these individual water molecules, and their ability to have magnetism to attract it. If they got stuff hanging all over them, it's like a horseshoe magnet. You know, when it's clean and with no nails on it, it's powerful, and you can suck nails away from the pile without even getting close to the pile of nails. You get more and more nails on it, it's weaker. You got to put it closer into the pile of nails. You get so many nails on it, you want to try to pick up some more, it actually ends up dropping a few off because it's lost its power. That's what dirty water is like. That's what spring waters are like and tap water. And the ruse, though, that is fooling everybody is nobody's talking about what types of minerals. Everybody's saying, yeah, I got to get my spring water because, yeah, I got to get my minerals. And Perrier and Pellegrino and all these fancy waters from around the world that people are paying out, you know, crazy amounts for.
which are incidentally containing fluoride because they don't actually come from a spring at all. And when you call them up, that's what they tell you. Oh, it comes from a spring, all right. You know, they're just reading the script, bro. It's like Lewis Black said. There is some dude in Pittsburgh in his bathtub filling those freaking bottles.
Yep. And if, you know, even the ones that aren't coming from taps, even if they are the most well-meaning artesian, Fiji, whatever, there's two types of minerals, and this is left out of the conversation. There's organic minerals and inorganic minerals. And I'm not talking about farming. I'm talking about in the world of chemistry, there's organic and inorganic. And the human body can only assimilate organic minerals. Inorganic minerals are what you think of as dust and dirt and stone that you have no desire to ever eat dirt for the most part, right?
No.
Right.
And speaking of inorganic minerals, the body can't absorb them. Have you heard of Dr. Thomas Levy? He got a bowl of cornflakes, I think, Kellogg's cornflakes. It says, we've got iron in these cornflakes. So he gets a magnetic bag, blends up the cornflakes, puts them in the bag, and then all of these iron filings and shavings actually wind up accumulating on the magnet strip of the bag. They're actually adding real metal into that stuff, and but it's not bioavailable, bro.
That's a beautiful example, and that is exactly the ruse that's going on. It's got iron, right? We said it's got iron, not lying to you. Just not telling you the whole truth.
Dude, that battleship has iron. Are you saying that it's nutritious for me to try and eat it?
That's right. And that's what's killing people, is this lack of piece of knowledge that of the difference between the two types of minerals. If Perrier and Pellegrino were being honest and listing the full chemical title of the calcium, magnesium, potassium that they're so proud of, it would have to say inorganic calcium, inorganic magnesium, and so on. Just think about it. These are groundwaters. If you had a glass of clean water and you splashed it across the ground and then picked it up, you know it's going to have dirt in it, right? But most people don't realize that water is magnetically attracted to dirt. They just think of a sweeping action and somehow gets caught up in it. But you can even see when you wash your laundry, your clothes, the dirt seems to not stay with the piece of clothing. It seems to go away with the water. And there is the sweeping action, but it's really the magnetism that it's sticking to. And that's why the first thing you think of when you have something dirty, you wear some water. I want to rinse it off. And so in the early death article, the main ruse that is used to scare people, and pretend you don't know anything about distilled water. I know you will now, though, but just start asking random people without tipping off, you know, say, what do you know about distilled water? Should I drink it? You will start to see this undeniable pattern of people going, oh, no, you shouldn't drink it because it will leach minerals from the body. That's coming from the early death article, and see how, notice they did not distinguish.
Hold on a second. It's leaching minerals from the body, sure, but it's leaching the inorganic, unabsorbable minerals, right? Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah. That's right. And that's how, that is the main, that right there is what is murdering people on a daily basis. That article is scaring people away from it constantly because of that one simple trick of words, not mentioning what type of minerals you're talking about. And the spring waters would be more appropriately called heart attack water, cataract water, gout water. It's full of rocks. If you could get your minerals out of spring water and out of the dirt, why can't we just sell boxes of dirt? We can make a killing. It's got tons of minerals in it. Why not pour more dirt in your water? How come there isn't a dirt shaker on the salt and pepper table, you know?
Yeah, well, Bill Hicks was doing comedy in in small southern towns, and he goes past this guy's place and had a big sign that said dirt for sale. He's like, honey, oh my God, I just got a brilliant idea. We can sell dirt. It's everywhere.
Yep. And that's what's killing people. They also like
so many ways. We've got dirty politicians, dirty this, that, dirty that, and the other. So if I understand this correctly, you distill water, good for you, right? are you supposed to run it through a carbon filter? Because I had this this water distiller thing that takes like 4 hours to get all the steam and everything like that. And it's got a carbon filter on the end before it goes into the water. If it's fully distilled, does it even need that carbon filter?
Yes, because you're using an artificial method of distilling. You use a high heat method. The only reason for the carbon filters are volatile organic compounds like chlorine and chloramines have a lower boiling point than water. So they actually start to lift off before, and carbon catches VOCs. That's the reason for it. And the more expensive automatic units have not only a post-carbon filter, but they also have a pre-carbon filter. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the things. That article, the early death article, is hosted by Dr. Mercola. And a lot of people look up to that doctor. What he really is an 80-20 bait and switch deception agent. He's great on fluoride. He's great on mercury. He's great on vaccines. You'd be like, oh, Mercola dares to speak out on all these things. His main job for the UN is to be the front man for the distilled water will kill you routine, because they get the depopulation program in effect. This saves people and brings it. It's like watering a wilted flower, and they start drinking pure water. So it's one of the things you can see that Mercola is purposely lying when he talks about that distillers actually concentrate VOCs like chlorine and chloramine. He's got on his website, you can see him talking about it. You can see him in videos with other fake doctors talking about how, oh no, you can't use distillers because they concentrate, chlorine makes it through the distillation process. And why the reason that's puzzling? They're pretending they don't know about carbon filters. And they're pretending, they're posing as somebody who knows distilled water enough inside and out to make videos and articles and say that it'll kill you, right? I dare you to try to find a distiller, a home use ones, that doesn't come with carbon filters. They all do. Because it's such a known scientific fact.
Exactly. All right. Andrew Norton Weber is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back to the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast, so you can donate and subscribe there through the bank account at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Back in just a few minutes, folks. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the final segment of the first hour, and we have Andrew here for the full two. We thought about taking callers and asking questions, but I'm actually quite enjoying this conversation. Andrew, would you please continue? Because you said over the break that if you drink like a gallon of distilled water a day for like 2 weeks, you'll never go back or something.
There's two things, you remember, only two things from this talk. One is that pure water is the cleaner for the human body. Two is that high, steady, consistent volume is the method. And for the average 150-pound man, a gallon a day will start to bring about fountain of youth type effects, as though one were drinking what people experience through drinking urine or fruit juices. That's the average, you know, adjust it up or down for somebody's weight. And, it'll take you a long time to realize how magnetically strong this water is. And, people start to have detox symptoms, and that's something we can't ever not mention. So that people don't confuse the detox symptoms as though the distilled water is making you sick.
It's that's another thing. I was thinking about that today as well. when you're detoxing, you get really depressed, and this happens after you suffer like the flu and things like that. You actually feel really, really miserable and depressed. You feel like quitting a job, you hate your family, and so on and so forth. And then I was thinking about this. The same thing happens when you detox from bad information. Have you noticed that? If you start learning that the world's not how you thought it was, and it's actually run by ruthless criminals, sociopathic scumbaggery filth, then you kind of get depressed. You start hating everything, and you start wanting to quit your job. And I was like, oh, my God, isn't that interesting?
And your ego has to take a hit. If you can't deal with that, you tend to block it out because you have to admit you've been fooled your whole life.
Yeah, that's like saying, no, I don't want to try that cancer therapy. I want my chemotherapy. Really, the chemotherapy that even the Australian Medical Association says kills 97% of recipients and 3% that do survive is like a placebo effect.
So we got Mercola obviously lying about pretending he's never heard of carbon filters before. To try to scare you that VOCs make it through the distillation process when there's nobody that runs distillers without carbon filters on them for that exact reason. And he also lumps in distilled water with every other, and he's referring to machine-made distilled water, as though there's not other sources of distilled water. It's not just coming out of a machine. In fact, any method that you use to make water pure, a condition of pure water, whether it went through a distiller or not, is that it's distilled. The meaning of distilled water is in the word itself. It means it's not still, and it's referring to at the molecular level that there's no objects of the opposite charge clinging to the individual molecules and slowing them down. The more objects you add enough, eventually becomes mud, very still, right? Distilled water is at the other end of the spectrum, nothing but hydrogen and oxygen. It's not still. It's the fastest moving water in existence. And so when Mercola says distilled water, he's ignoring the fact that that's all nature makes is distilled water. And nature's system, the hydrologic cycle, doesn't need
rain.
Rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog. Those are all distilled waters, and there's no carbon filters on the hydrologic cycle because it's a low heat method. Remember, the VOCs only make it through the high heat method because of high heat, because their boiling point is just under that of water. When you're using evaporation,
what is the boiling point? Because what if you did a machine that distilled water using that same low heat method, where there is a slight vapor coming off it? It takes a lot longer, but it works and leaves all of those lower boiling point chemicals at the bottom of the distiller. How about that?
They have some commercial grade ones that are like that. They're kind of like called pre-boiling chambers. There's a number of different ways that they deal with this very issue of VOCs, and it's such a commonly known fact. Every distiller in the world deals with it, and so it really exposes that Mercola is not just making a mistake. The early death article is impossible to be an accident. It's very clear that it's done on purpose, and this, anybody that's in the truth movement should let you know that when they're trying to hide something, there's something there, and what we are talking about is basically all of the fantasy weapons and defenses that you've ever heard about come through this knowledge of water. The lost fountain of youth is water. The secret of alchemy is water, and I'll explain that later. The spear of destiny, the Holy Grail has to do with water. This is what we need to kick the monsters off the planet, is this pure water knowledge. And that's why they're so desperate. They took the chances to write an article trying to scare water-based creatures away from pure water when it's really the most awesome thing they can ever ingest. It shows how desperate they are, and it really exposes their attempts to hide this knowledge. They didn't have to try too hard to hide the urine therapy knowledge, but the distilled water one, you will see that it is prevalent. You will see that there, you know, everybody in your health food store will be offended if you start trying to tell them you're going to drink distilled water and you don't like mineral water. They'll think you're crazy because this is so, it's just out there everywhere.
Does mineral water actually have any good properties to it, though? I mean, if they are organic, bioavailable minerals from underground or whatever?
Well, they can't be from underground and be organic and bioavailable. They're only made like that through plants. It's photosynthesis is actually what turns things from inorganic to organic. Let's say an orange tree grows in the ground, right? That's inorganic calcium in the dirt. You don't feel like eating it, but you do feel like eating the orange, which has got organic calcium in it. Now, what happened? Photosynthesis means photon fusion, light injection. Photosynthesis is the injection of sun or light into dead matter. And so that inorganic calcium gets drawn up into the plant. Photosynthesis injects light into it, and the same piece of calcium that was dead and not shiny and unorganized, as in inorganic, becomes organized enough to hold light. And now you have organic calcium. That calcium will repair a spot in your bones. The calcium in dirt and spring waters and groundwaters will get stuck in between your bones. It is completely unusable.
That's like the biological equivalent of getting spinach stuck in your teeth.
That's weird.
You get it? Maybe you do.
I don't know. You just threw me for a loop there. I'm sorry.
Well, you're talking about how, let me just explain that incredibly lame joke here. Okay, it's the equivalent of getting spinach stuck in your teeth, because instead of the spinach just going down, it just gets stuck in the little calcium wound there.
Yes. And the body recognizes it as foreign matter.
Kind of like the Department of Homeland Security.
They recognize us as foreign matter. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, I'm just
kidding. Here's what will happen if you start trying to tell people you're going to switch to distilled water. One, they'll tell you, no, dude, don't leach minerals from the body. Totally untrue, but it's a half, on purpose half truth. Yes, it does leach minerals from the body, only the inorganic ones. Physically and possibly magnetically, scientifically, cannot touch the living minerals that are supposed to be in you. But they want to give the impression that it'll leach the potassium out of your heart and you'll have a heart attack, or the calcium out of your bones and you'll crumple to the floor. The other thing they'll tell you is distilled water is acidic, and you only want to drink alkaline water. This, too, is complete. We're in opposite land. This is completely flipped on its head. And a lot of people can see it when you remind them that they are told it makes them alkaline if they put some lemon drops in their water, right? That's because lemon juice is acidic. Living foods are acidic, and they have an alkalizing effect. You want to consume living acidic things, because the burning of that fuel creates alkalis or ash, otherwise known as alkaline matter. When you have a living piece of wood and you burn it, the result is ash, otherwise known as alkalis. The way you get a proper alkaline reading in your body is from eating living acidic foods, and the burning of that fuel creates alkaline waste matter, and that is where you want your alkaline reading. Now, in the health food world, you've got all kinds of people dissing distilled water, saying that it's slightly acidic, which is true, but that's just the natural state of it. And we want you to drink alkaline water, which these things like these spring waters, and they say Patagonia waters, like the Valhalla spring waters, it's like 9.0 alkaline, but that's because it's full of stone. It's alkaline because it's full of dead matter. And it'll make you alkaline in the sense that it'll flood your body with dead matter.
How interesting. Have you heard of the Large Hadron Collider? You know? Uh-huh. The one of them goes like $8 billion, four countries involved, and they wanted to find out what kind of the origin of the universe was, you know, trying to find the God particle. So they smashed these two particles together, knowing full well that it could create a black hole and destroy all life forms. And then they found a new type of particle that appeared for just a moment and then disappeared and had no practical benefit. And they called it Doesn't Matter. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks. It's now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. The Vinnie Eastwood Show, live from New Zealand. My very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber. And could you give out your websites again there, please, Andrew?
Yes. The main one where I'm collecting all the true free water knowledge is AquariusTheWaterBearer.com, spelled just like the constellation. And my personal website is AndrewNortonWeber.com. And there's two important, lots of documents there. There's a water library there. You can see a lot of the books I've been collecting. There's one of the first things you should hand to anybody if you're trying to convince them is a document called Doctors and Experts. And the full title is Who Had the Courage to Tell the Truth About Distilled Water. It used to be about 24 doctors, but now I've increased the total to about 75 doctors and experts. And there's no mention of urine in that document. It's just people's, the doctors and experts, quotes on distilled water. And when you read them all together, even if you hadn't heard this talk, it just puts you over the edge. It just keeps giving it to you. And this is well-known knowledge. This has just been largely suppressed in this century. I found more and more quotes going back to the 1800s, and I've gone back as far now as found a quote from Aristotle, 350 BC, about pure water. So remember, whenever you say pure water, by default, you're implied you mean distilled water. They're one and the same. Whenever you say you want some oil, you don't mean you want some oil with dirt in it. When you say you want some water, I want some water, right? Not water with dirt in it. So water, pure water, and distilled water are all the same thing, because that's the natural state of water, is to be distilled when it's pure, is to be the fastest at the molecular level. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'll give a couple more ruses that they're using to scare people, and I want to get into some brass tacks about how important this is and what we can do with this knowledge to literally turn the lights on in people and scare the monsters off this planet. It's time to put the scare into the monsters. Another joke they use in the early death article to prove that distilled water is bad for you, they say most beverage companies, like soda manufacturers, like to use distilled water because they don't want any flavors messing with their consistency of what they add to it, right? So they use the example of the fact that soda is known to leach calcium out of the bones, right? And it does that because it's so deadly acidic that your body has to release literal calcium out of your actual bones. This is organic calcium now, to neutralize the acidity of the carbonic acid and the 40 grams of sugar in that can of Coke. But yet this early death article uses the fact that the soda was made with distilled water to begin with to prove that distilled water leaches minerals from the body, ignoring the carbonic acid, the 40 grams of sugar, and the fact that it's not distilled water anymore. So you start to see where this paper is coming from. It's a complete joke. But most people get slapped in the head with it early death, and they don't go researching any further. But as Lisa Harrison nicely pointed out in my interview with her, that when you look beyond the early death article, all you find are articles and people talking about what I'm saying about it and how awesome it is. And most of, if not all, of the anti-distilled water articles come back to the early death one. They keep it secular. They keep referring to that one article, and or the only other source for a paper has been the World Health Organization, who had a paper called Demineralized Water, which they told you to stay away from it for the same bullshit reasons, and said, by the way, you should also add fluoride to your water because it's good for you. So you know where that paper is coming from.
Oh, yeah. And I love it how even the World Health Organization statistics, the fluoridated and unfluoridated countries, you have a look at the dental decay today, but all both go down right away. It's because, hey, people started brushing their teeth after the 60s because people had toothpaste and toothbrushes, that kind of thing. Yeah. And on top of that, this is just this insanity. Like, you're talking about how we live in an opposite world, right? They call people who are against fluoride conspiracy theorists and crazy. So naturally, the people accusing you of being conspiracy theorists are crazy themselves, you know? Like, there was this one dude who says, oh, the fluoride doesn't come from the phosphate fertilizer industry. It comes from crushing rocks. And I go, really? Do you know how the phosphate fertilizer industry gets its fluoride and phosphate fertilizer? No? bike crushing rocks.
Yep, lots of double speak, lots of tricks going on. But this water knowledge, not only will it physically, the first thing it's going to do is, you know, the body is the temple. The first thing it's going to do is clean out the temple. But that's just the beginning. All your mental clarity will go through the roof. Your ability to think and concentrate and sleep better, because it cleans out the garbage. You know, even Alzheimer's is just a matter of foreign objects. And they notice the formation of aggregates around the brain cells before they die. Gee, what if we remove the aggregates first, which is what concrete is made out of? So you imagine even Alzheimer's patients get reversed because they moved the garbage out of the body, out of the machine. You know of no machine that runs better with foreign objects in between the parts. And that's what this water does, is focus on flushing it out. So mental clarity goes through, and then spiritual powers start to come along online, as in psychic powers, as in people start to have crown chakra burst, which is they see a white light in their head accompanied by a feeling of complete bliss, which is the pineal gland finally shedding off of its calcification from the fluoride. This is the direct way for everybody that knows how important the pineal is. This is the way to clean it very quickly. So people start to see white light inside their heads. They start to be able to see in the dark in rooms that they're in with their eyes closed. They start to have telepathic experiences with their children and their pets first. They start to glow. And literally this means anybody that starts doing this, you actually start pulling in more light into this dark place that we're in. And that's literally, I mean, the monsters will run. And deception is no longer possible. Once you understand this knowledge and you start getting it through you, it opens up your psychic abilities. And what we are looking for is a populace that becomes psychic. Deception will no longer be possible. And this is the dawning of this is the age of Aquarius now. And the way that people who study the constellations and the different ages, the way they most basically sum up the age of Aquarius is they say Aquarius brings psychic awareness. And that is exactly on a physical level what the water does to people. You notice everybody seems to be gray and kind of scabby, or people look like they don't have much light in them. Well, pure water channels pure light. And you're probably familiar with the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
No.
It's a big hit in Australia where the two guys started juicing. They went to go for 90 days straight. Two very overweight. I recommend everybody should see it. This is a distilled water's testimonial. It's two of them because there's two guys in the movie. But it shows you two gray, sour personality, overweight, unhealthy people that start juicing, no food, just unlimited amounts of juices for 90 days straight, and they feel so good, they keep on going. But what happens is they turn from all those not very nice attributes, they go from gray to golden and glowing, their eyes become sparkly and lit up, their personalities become happy again, they start to treat people nice, they start relating with their family again, they start exercising, they start feeling full of energy. And what's going on is water is a conduit for light. The things we call prana, mana, chi, Tesla's radiant energy, Wilhelm Reich's orgone energy, the force from Star Wars, these are all same terms for the energy that is what is animating you and I right now. And what do scientists do whenever they look for life out in the universe? They look for water. It's because water is an antenna. It literally conducts light when it's pure. When it's dirty, the antenna is dirty and it doesn't conduct as much light. And we can use some physical facts to know this. All electricians know and are taught that distilled water is the only water that will not conduct electricity. And it's because that water does not conduct harmful energy. Water only conducts healthy energy. Water, it is actually the dirt in water that the electricity arcs across. And so electricians have an ohms meter, little yellow box with two red and black wires coming off of it. And they can test things to see if they're hot or not. It tests to see whether or not there's electrical current going between the thing that they're touching. So you can take three different types of water, some well water, which is kind of at the bottom, dirty, some reverse osmosis water's been cleaned a good bit, and distilled water's been cleaned perfectly, right? You stick the two ohms meters, the ohms meters in the well water, and you get a very low ohms reading, meaning there's not much resistance, meaning it's easy for the electricity, the harmful energy, to pass through that water. Keep in mind that we're made out of water, right? So when the body or the water is dirty, electricity flows through it easily. So think of a dirty populace, sick, and think of HAARP, scalar weapons, Wi-Fi, cell phones, cell towers. When water is dirty, harmful energy easily flows through it, okay? Now you put the ohms meter in the reverse osmosis water. The ohms go up. There's more resistance to the electrical flow because there's not as much dirt in the water for electricity to arc across. You stick it in the distilled water and the ohms go pin out because there's nothing in it for it to arc across, and it has a massively high amount of ohms, a massive amount of resistance to harmful energy. I held the two ohms meter in my hands after that, and it went even higher. So,
hold on a second here. So you're saying if somebody filled a bathtub full of distilled water and then tried to commit suicide by chucking a toaster in it or something like that, they'd be sweet as? They wouldn't die?
They'd be very disappointed.
How interesting.
Now, you know, it depends.
Well, I think they'd be very disappointed in order to try that experiment in the first place. But anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
Right. You know, you want to be clean water. You don't want any dirt to fall in it while you're drawing the tub. Or no, you got to be careful about how you commit suicide. You know,
yeah, you got to clean the tub first. Yeah.
If the toaster is dirty, has lots of crumbs in it, that might create the conductivity necessary. So make sure you look into suicide carefully before you attempt.
Yeah. Go for the hairdryer, folks. You know. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, this is really bad. Actually, we're not making fun of suicide, by the way.
No, we're not. We're just trying to...
It might have been a bit insensitive.
We're in opposite land, and it's very stressful, and we're just trying to deal with it. So we have a lot of sarcasm ready to go, because this place is ripe for sarcasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we see in one set of science that pure water actually blocks harmful electricity. So what a weapon to have or defense to have in this time of scalar weapons and psychotronic weapons, which I want to get around to Donald Marshall, who you interviewed a while back. I'd like people to send a flood of letters and even possibly you too. Think about contacting him and getting him to get on the distilled water. I have testimonials from targeted individuals who have suffered psychotronic weaponry for decades. As soon as they started pounding the water, their energy field goes up, and their aura becomes stronger, and they can block conscious transmissions. So Donald Marshall, if I could get him on the distilled water, could block the nightly psychotronic abductions and anybody else in the celebrity world that's being tortured by this method. And I think this knowledge...
Would that also work for, say, spiritual attack? Because we've got a lot of reports of people being... attacked by say psychopaths and so on and so forth.
Yes, that's why this knowledge, this is not just a simple piece of knowledge about water. This is actually the secret to everything that I say, and I'm not shy about it. This water will make all of your dreams come true. The knowledge of everything you've wanted, and it's why it's been hidden from you. It's why you're told that early death comes from drinking pure water. They say distilled water because they don't put that scientific-sounding laboratory name on it. Yes, and so you see that it blocks harmful energy, right? You use proof through Curlian photography, which photographs the electromagnetic spectrum, that the opposite happens. The more the body becomes pure, the more that water becomes pure, the more helpful energy it conducts. Another word for pranamana chi, light force. Have you ever seen Curlian food photography where they have a cooked piece of... You've probably seen it.
I thought Curlian was one of the Three Stooges.
No. Well, he moved on and invented this type of photography. So we...
Okay, fair enough. That.
He used to eat a lot, so we want to know what his food was up to. Have you ever seen photos of food or animals or people with the, kind of the aura glow around them or the purple, blue, white snapping glow around them? That's from done with a Curlian camera, K-I-R-L-I-A-N. And they have pictures, especially I know there's one of cabbage, of broccoli and tomato, of before it's cooked, beautiful aura glowing all around it. After it's cooked, same piece of cabbage, looks like a black and white photograph, but it's not. When you cook it, you kill it, you unorganize it, and it can no longer hold light. And so it becomes a gray looking piece of matter, much like most of the people you see walking around right now. Okay. So same thing when people get healthier and they put their hands on a Kirlian photography plate, the healthier they are, the more there is a glow around their hand, around their body. And the sicker people are, the less of a glow they have. So this water is known as the lubricant between dimensions. Water is known as the universal conduit. It's for these reasons. That's why they look for water out in the cosmos, because wherever there's water, there's life, which is just a code word for light. Life, L-I-F-E, is an abbreviation of the two words light force. And they're really one and the same. And even the word light has a silent G-H in it, which when you use a G-H is an F sound, like as enough or tough. So it's really life, and it's life. They're just kind of hiding it. And most words that you use to describe things that are living or alive or vibrant, when you like things, or when you even like is a hidden word for the word light. When you like something, you look at it a lot. You attenuate your gaze on it. You shine your light. It's even proven now that people's eyes send out light. So when you like something, you light something. If I like you, Vinny, I'm actually saying that I light you in reality. I spend time looking. I go, Vinny's awesome. I light him a lot. And even the word love is a corrupted word. Love is a low vibrating sound. It's like, duh, love. It's easier to say something, do you like them? It's because it's actually what your more intent is. You light them. You don't duh them. You light them.
And if you're a Rockefeller, you kill them. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them, and I can do anything with no permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber. What was it, AquariusTheWaterBearer.com?
Yes.
I'm good, I remembered. Okay. Now, water being contaminated. I was just thinking about this. When they sell you water filters, most of them don't remove fluoride. In fact, one doctor who did a presentation in Auckland a number of months ago said that when she purchased a water filter in an effort to get the fluoride out, it did get the fluoride out, except it concentrated the aluminium by like 30 times what was normally in it. And it occurs to me that there is an agenda to, having this conversation with you has kind of sort of awakened this realization that there's an agenda to separate human beings from pure water.
Yeah. And look how easy it was for me to tell you. I'm not telling you anything that's complicated, right? Every first grader can understand this. And I have an easiest time with the average Joe on the street who doesn't have a college education. The more educated people are, the harder it is to tell them this, because they have an egoic investment in their education. No, no, there's no way I could have missed that. They would have taught us that in college.
But it's like, not really.
It's not in college. Yeah. It's missing. And it's too simple. This knowledge, if you aren't willing to listen to anybody, this, the simplicity of this can actually work against you. And you'll find a lot of people like, oh, yeah, right. We can't believe it. So that works against it. Mm-hmm.
I think now there's also a massive agenda to control water. You heard of Bechtel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think it was in Colombia where they tried to privatize the water supply, even the rainwater.
Yeah,
to prevent people from being able to get it unless they paid for it. I was like, whoa, that's freaking evil. And they did have kind of like a revolution, and they threw them out, thank goodness. But then there's Libya, which allegedly had the one of the world's largest and most pure water supplies. That gets invaded, contaminated with depleted uranium, and the underground river that they built so that they could grow vegetables and so on and so forth in the desert was destroyed and won't be rebuilt.
Yeah.
So you see there the corporate military industrial complex scumbaggery agents of the New World Order don't want people having access to good, decent water at all. I mean, right. You know, what were the guys, Chris Maple and Paul Wittenberger made a film called The Great Culling, the first film in the series of water, air and food, obviously being water. And what occurred to me was quite interesting is that they actually took a node, an electrode sort of thing with a little bit of tablets, you know, so they can get the consistency right in the liquids that they were testing for fluoride. And it's in everything. It's in the soda. It's in the bottled water. It's in orange juice. It's in, like, freaking any liquid you could possibly think of. I don't recall if they actually tested milk or whatever, but
I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but there's a lie. That movie lies right in the middle of it about distilled water, and they quickly cut away. They just throw you. It's almost like a subliminal drop about it being bad for you, and they quickly move on. There's some, I can't remember right now, but it's some outrageous lie. So that's too bad. People need to let them know who made that.
Yeah, I'll get in contact with Chris and Paul and let him know and check out this interview here because, you know, most people, I wouldn't say most. I hate that when people say that. Don't you notice that? It always says, most people think this or most people do that. Really, if you conducted a survey, were you Harvard-backed, educated, you know, that kind of thing? No, you didn't. You're just making stuff up over the top of your head running. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And, hit him with the doctors and experts article first.
Yeah.
That way, because everybody is so confident that distilled water is bad for them that if common Joe like you and I tries to tell them, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So that's why I put together the doctors and experts list in the first place. For people who are trying to wake up and who are actually, you know, they don't need the doctor. I can, you know, you can talk to them. Somebody who can actually, their ego is not closed and you can just talk to them. They understand this. It resonates as truth. You don't need the doctors and experts document. But for some people you do. Yeah. Let me explain to you why this is alchemy and why you should be even more excited about it and why it's not, you're not supposed to know about this and why it's so important that you tap into everybody you know. I want you to start bugging everybody you know and ask them about distilled water. And you can use my website as an information source. But it not only does Aquarius bring psychic awareness, but the knowledge of water itself, the question, is distilled water good for you, separates truth tellers from deceivers. It separates those who are trying to keep the planet asleep from those who are trying to wake the planet up. Because you can ask them about the knowledge, is it good for you? And there's only one correct answer, which is a resounding yes. You can give a yes if you want to, but when you really know what it does, it's an excited yes. If they say, no, it's not good for you, or a half answer as in, well, you should only drink it a little bit at a time. Those are both bullshit. And then the next step is to give them the true knowledge. You see how easily I told you about this, right? Just a conversation. Anybody that's willing to listen, if they look at this knowledge with 100% accuracy, the common man will see this and understand it as true, right?
Yeah. But then again, you and me having this conversation, it's actually part of my profession to listen. The other part of my profession is to talk.
Right. But I'm talking about, I want people like David Icke, who has refused to broadcast this knowledge. I can't get through to Graham Hancock, although I think he would if somebody could get it through to him. What you can do is you can find out if you can get it through to them, get the question, which they try to avoid if they don't want to broadcast the knowledge, is to get them to state their opinion on it. Now that the truth is out about distilled water, anybody that tells you that's bad for you All you have to do is hand them the truth. And if they still refuse to acknowledge that, that kind of tells you where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get Right Eyes Creations and Henrik Palmgren to address the issue. They put out an article that was anti-distilled water. And I emailed them. I notified them. I got other many people and people who used to have good relationships with Henrik Palmgren. He wouldn't answer them. And he refuses to take down the article. So Red Ice Creations, to me, sounds like Blood Water Productions. And I think he is actually a time waster and a hope stealer. I could be wrong. I'd love for him to come out and tell his whole audience about distilled water. And I'm not selling anything. I don't sell distillers. My payoff will be the psychopaths getting kicked off this planet. Because everybody that figures out this knowledge and hears about it, they don't forget it. You only need to be told this once, and they start lighting themselves up. And you can't stop people from using this knowledge once they know about it. And the water shortage scarcity thing is all bullshit, too. You can distill water anywhere. And the hydrologic cycle is constantly distilling water. And even if there was a shortage of water, every human, as a last resort, if not the first resort, comes with their own internal watering system. That's the beauty of the four different water sources. There's all body waters. Breast milk, saliva, plasma, the amniotic fluid, urine, all body waters, all sky waters, rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog, all plant waters, all fruit and vegetable juices. Those are all distilled. And then all artificial methods. There's distillers, and then there's solar distillers. There's all kinds of contraptions that can pull free water out of the air all over the place. The whole water wars is a complete joke and just a complete scare tactic. It's ridiculous. And alchemy, everything you associated with alchemy and the powers of Saint Germain, those are exactly what come to somebody who begins cycling pure water through their body. And alchemy means light chemistry. You do not have to study for decades up in a castle tower by candlelight studying old manuscripts to figure out what alchemy means. That's a joke. Again, just like the Lost Fountain of Youth is an easy joke to understand once you understand it. Alchemy, the L sound, alchemy, that means light. Whenever you see the word, you know, like the pineal gland, pineal, it's a pine cone shaped gland, and it's a pine cone of light, so pineal. The all matter is condensed light, and the science of matter is called chemistry. And so we have chemicals. The chemistry of light is what chemicals are. And alchemy is light chemistry. And remember I told you that whenever there's water, there's pure light. Whenever they search for water in the universe or life, they search for water. That's because light is the universal, is a lubricant between dimensions. We got here on a ride on water. In Western science, the pineal gland doesn't form until the 49th day in the fetus. In Eastern science, it is said that the soul does not incarnate into the body until the 49th day. Descartes said the pineal gland is the seat of the soul. It's a crystal throne for the ball of light that you are, your soul. That's why it's called your soul. Soul is the word that we use, the sound. In the beginning was the word. It's sound that's important. It's not the spelling. Soul is the word for a ball of light. That's why they call it your soul. We get solar power from the sun. The Latin word for the sun is soul. The Spanish word for the sun is soul. The pineal gland is a seat for your soul. You cannot incarnate into the body until the pineal gland forms. And what are you doing as a fetus at that point? You're floating in pure water. Water is the lubricant between dimensions. You cannot make the dimensional shift from out there to into this bodysuit until you're floating in water. The pineal gland is even full of pure water. And the more pure the water is that's in it and in your body, the better it functions. So alchemy, light chemistry, wherever you throw pure water, you throw pure light. When you start looping pure water, whether it's your own urine or you're drinking distilled water, and urine becomes clear after 5 to 7 days, especially if you're fasting. It's yellow and nasty if you're eating cooked food, but if you switch to raw food and eat healthy and or fast, it gets rainwater clear. And so when you do a 40-day urine fast, you're not actually looping what you think of as urine for 40 days. It's only for the first 5 days that it's yellow and stinky and has those 5% ingredients in it. 35 and 25 days on out, all you're really doing is looping pure water when you send it. That's how you spend 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. You don't bring 300 pounds of water on your back. You just loop the one set of water that you've got in your body. So alchemy is playing with light, and light comes into this dimension through water. That's why water is the prima facie material. In fact, water and matter, they're the same word. You flip the M upside down, you get water, and you flip the W upside down, you get matter. So people start to glow, right? In alchemy, the joke that people are searching for the philosopher's stone, they want to create this powder, this substance that has a magic ability to turn lead into gold. Remember, I told you, and everybody needs to watch this, the fat, sick, and nearly dead. The two men go from gray and ashen to golden and glowing. That's what is meant by turning lead into gold. The search for turning physical lead into physical gold is a joke to keep hucksters off the path. And the only thing you'll find there is fool's gold. But it's the light. Those people start glowing. And even in the urine therapy testimonies, there's a common testimonial that people start glowing when they start cycling pure water. What's going on? Their cup runneth over. They've become so pure that they're holding so much light, it starts to glow. And that's what alchemy is. And all those powers, telepathy, teleportation, telekinesis, those come from a creature that is wielding light, that's a sorcerer or a wizard. That's how alchemists and that's how Saint Germain had these powers, was the knowledge, this one simple piece of knowledge. And so you're not just spreading health to people. Sure, you can talk to Aunt Maggie about just the health aspect. Don't talk to her about anything esoteric. Just get her on the water, even if she doesn't want it. Without realizing it, old ladies that start drinking the water and the juices, they have crown chakra bursts. They start seeing light in their head. And that's something that people in the yoga world, they meditate for 20 friggin' years trying to have a crown chakra burst. So you can get old ladies and old men who aren't even trying, don't even aware that there's a psychotronic battle going on this planet and a spiritual war. Just by getting them and your friends and your neighbors and everyone you love on water, they start to light up. And you literally light up the whole planet, and monsters only operate in the dark. They scatter when you turn on the lights. And it's time for this.
Cockroaches.
Yes. It's time for this knowledge to come out. And this frees people. The whole body starts to feel better. It lubricates. There's water in between the parts. If you don't have oil inside your engine, the parts start to rub against you. You get friction. You get inflammation. You get heat. You get flame from friction. When people start drinking the water, they start to feel like they're in a cocoon. They start sleeping better. The whole body is lubricated. And that's just the beginning, because they can't feel their body as much because there's not as much physical friction going on because the water is lubricating it. But then the water is also allowing the sacred geometric antenna that the body already is, the pineal gland, the radio and television broadcasting antenna in the center of the head. It doesn't want to be fluoridated and calcified and covered with fluoride and chlorine, which have a positive charge of pure water is attracted to, and it melts it off it, and they start to see again.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment coming up. Don't you go anywhere, folks. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you go friggin' nuts. Have you noticed that you enjoy your life more now that you're drinking all this distilled water? Have you found that things are just funnier and just generally more enjoyable?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, and much less scary. People start sleeping better. They report much less fear. It helps them to understand that they actually do have control and power over their own bodies. They don't need to go see the guy in the white coat. The simple concept of cleaning the body out from the inside resonates so well. Everywhere in life, any object you own, if you don't follow the cleaning and maintenance instructions, it falls apart. And that's all that we're talking here. But when you're talking about a human being and you give the owner of it, the original instructions manual back. The human being is a powerful tool. So we've been operating without the instructions. Here they are.
Which is why most people, instead of being powerful tools, just seem a lot more just like tools.
Yep.
This is the problematic difficulty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got an entire society, X amount of hundreds of thousands, some allege millions of years of evolution or whatever your belief structure is. And then we've come to the point where we've now been taught the direct opposite of everything that's true. And so naturally, everything that we were meant to do, we wind up doing the exact opposite as well. Isn't that a really sad state of affairs? You know, are we supposed to have hierarchical structures? No, we're supposed to have kind of community to wise things and trust in each other, caring, so on and so forth. But what's it like now? Well, a couple of people up the top control everybody down the bottom, and they don't give a frack about us.
Mm-hmm. And even those creatures are just, they've forgotten. For me, the only reason
maybe it's like the Wizard of Oz, bro. Like if you chuck distilled water on David Rockefeller or something, he'll melt into the pavement.
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason to be mean to other entities is when you feel insecure yourself. I think to sum up, right? And so I'm thinking that insecurity, even for all these Dick Cheney, Rockefeller, they don't remember their own connection to Source, and I'm not afraid of my phones being tapped or anybody knowing this that might be on what we call the enemy side. I encourage them to, because this actually infiltrates. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to be loved or liked or lighted. And this water does that. It reminds them, oh my gosh, when you really look into it, it shows you that, you know, you are connected back to Source. And this allows you to actually feel it. You know, people meditate for decades on end because they're trying to get that a feeling of connectedness, right? But it's hard to when your main satellite dish in and out of the body to God is calcified and turned into a rock. So you unfreeze that thing and they start to feel bliss. They start to feel Source. So makes people feel a lot better.
And what effect has this had on your sex life, bro?
If you have any problems with it not being like this, all prostate problems, all that are just a result of foreign objects in the parts. You don't want foreign objects in your parts. So
unless you're a woman.
Yes. Then they prefer that. So you get more foreign objects in your parts longer if you're both on water. I guess we could say that.
Well, there you go.
My teeth have gotten whiter. My ability to think better has gone up. I've gotten slightly less younger looking. Most of my classmates have gray hairs. I'm 43 years old. Definitely my intuition has gone up. My stream of consciousness comes into it better now. And I can think a lot better and see a lot better now. And much more clear about bullshit and deception. Even those
By the way, you've mentioned it many times during this show. You have to say BS on FCC regulated radio, and I apologize to any sensitive affiliates that we have out there. But anyway, sorry, Andrew, I disrupted your thought. Keep going, please.
That's all right. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot. It's the question that drives them mad. So I ask everybody, for whoever out there is your heroes, start asking them, even during your interviews, even if you're doing some interview about technology, whatever, ask them about distilled water. You know, we need David Wilcock to be talking about this. We need all the people who have got the highest voices and reaches. It doesn't take much. They can talk about everything else they want to, but let people know about the water. This is you know. And it doesn't matter if you mention me or my website or not. That's not important at all. It's the knowledge to get to everybody. This is the payoff will be a freed up planet.
Yeah. Kind of like Arrakis. Water is life.
Water is life. The water of life. The whole movie, The Neverending Story. They keep talking about this medallion called Orym. spelled A-U-R-Y-M. Take out the A and you got urine.
Mm.
And in the book, The Water of Life, that the movie came out of, the Orin is mentioned 22 times and the Water of Life is mentioned 55 times. The Water of Life is a description of water. Now, of course, in the Bible, they mean urine because that's the ultimate distilled water. But the Water of Life, remember I said life is a condensation of the word light force? The Water of Life is an apt term for water. It's not that water is life. Water actually is a dead, inorganic compound. It's that water channels. That's why the of is in there. It's of life. It channels life. And that brings back to another BS argument that you'll hear a lot when people, you try to tell them about distilled water over and over again. They say, no, it's dead water. You don't want to drink it. You only want living water. And they talk about alkaline water and spring water and all stuff. And they put it down. They say it's dead water. Okay, well, that's a joke because technically, in always, water is a dead compound. I don't care if it comes out of a spring and it's got particles of bits of rock in it or you blast it. It's still not living. Water is and always will be a dead object. It is an inorganic compound made of oxygen and hydrogen. It's not living. It conducts water. And the only thing you could call like living water, if you really want to say that, would be fruit juices or your own, you know, breast milk or urine. But see, even there, that's water with living things in it. It's still not that the water is living. Water is a dead compound. So that's a bogus argument. And you'll hear it so much it'll make you want to vomit.
I have heard that a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's complete. Every argument against distilled water is a complete opposite obfuscated lie turned upside down. And once
interestingly, a lot of the people who have been telling me that are these kind of new agey people who are completely out of touch with reality.
Yep. And speaking of light and golden glowing, my hair has always been dark brown my whole adult life. And I've started getting golden streaks in my hair and I'm not getting highlights. And I asked my mom about it. And she said that when I was a little boy, I had golden highlights. So that's another thing that's happened to me.
Wow. Well, ladies out there, I know how much it costs to get your hair colored and so on and so forth. And for those of you in Auckland, we do actually have this guy here, the Silky Organic Hairdressing, a guy named Nathan. You can give him a call, 027-42-44-202. That's 027-42-44-202. And what's interesting is that although he does like a lot of really good organic kind of haircutting techniques, he uses paraben-free products and what have you when he's doing your hair. But I would think that if you're getting your hair done and cutting color and so on and so forth, I think, you know, having that whole distilled water mojo would be a very, very good thing. I've met a lot of women who are getting older and they've lost the color in their hair and they spend a fortune trying to get it back through artificial means. And that only destroys the hair, doesn't it?
And it's just because of a matter of a lock or a blockage of light flow. All matter is condensed light. So if you want some more matter in your body, if you need more pigments, you need to be channeling more light so that your body can create the pigments you need. And I have numerous testimonies. It just goes without fail. So many testimonies of white hair turning back to black. Greg Prescott, that runs the N5D website, he's got to put up his own photo testimonial. Within 90 days of drinking a gallon a day of distilled water bought from Walmart in plastic containers, he went from gray salt and pepper hair back to his blonde hair. He's still a little few gray roots ever, but the dramatic difference is undeniable. And he's gotten even better. And now we've got Santos Bonacci, who I had done interviews with early on and told him all about distilled water. And we've got an anti-distilled water testimonial through him. And this is kind of my first time publicly addressing it. I really don't know how to deal with it. But he has since started taking cell salts and adding sea salt to his water to remineralize it. But it doesn't matter if it's Himalayan, Celtic, or regular sea salt. All sea salts are inorganic. If you want salts, get them from living foods. Yes, you need the salts. You need the 12 salts, but you want them from living sources like, you know, sodium that's in celery. That's living sodium. The sodium in sea salt, doesn't matter if it's Himalayan, is deadly. Santos Bonacci is dying in front of our eyes. 2 years ago, when I talked to the guy, Skyped with him face to face, he had beautiful black hair and beautiful skin, was not wearing glasses. Now he started taking cell salt and going around telling people that I'm wrong about the body's ability to absorb inorganic minerals. And that's not me. That's a known scientific fact. You can look that up anywhere. He's taking cell salts, and now he's gone from... Now he's got gray hair and he's wearing glasses. And he keeps telling people he's tired and that he's killing himself. I wish people would write to him and tell him to stop taking salts.
Right.
He's gone from golden to gray rather than gray to golden, which is what happens to anybody that does the water knowledge right.
All right. Andrew Norton Weber, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out more information about him and distilled water at AquariusTheWaterBearer.com. And we'll see you again sometime, folks.